of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime.
A trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
Yeah, it's time for Legally Served, but Franz is out today. In his stead, we have Attorney Richard Sprinkle. Richard, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, good, Brian. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Before we get too far down the road, want to thank you and thank Franz for filling in yesterday. I understood you came in to pinch hit for, I got to listen to a good chunk of it on my way down to New Orleans yesterday.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good stuff. However, I did not realize maybe it was just the morning, the way the airwaves were working, but we caught Talk 107.3 all the way to the other side of La Place. We got Talk 107.3 all the way onto the Bonacare Spillway.
Nice clear day.
Yeah. Normally it drops out just before La Place.
Right.
So, good extra couple of minutes with you and Franz yesterday.
Oh, good,
so,
good.
Thank y'all for filling in. I appreciate it. We got a couple different things to talk about this morning. One of them is a couple weeks ago, sure. Alabama decided to try a different form of execution
right.
In their death penalty case.
Nitrogen hypoxia.
Yes. Apparently it worked.
Well, it you can't breathe nitrogen, so it will work.
And now Louisiana is looking at this, and we've got a criminal justice special session coming up next week. I wanted to get a little bit ahead of the eight ball here and talk about it. What challenges is our legislature facing in adding this to the mix?
Well, HB6 is on the books right now. Or on the table, I should say, where they're not only looking to potentially use nitrogen hypoxia as a method of execution, but they also still have the lethal injection. For the folks that don't know, the issue with the lethal injection is states are having difficulty getting their hands on the drugs to do it.
Right.
And the reason they're having difficulty getting their hands on the drugs to do it is the manufacturers of the drugs don't want it being used for executions. So that's interesting. And which makes me wonder, what are the drugs for? If that's,
it's a darn good question.
Well,
because it's a cocktail of drugs that's
right,
put together, right?
Right, right, right.
But
the other option that's on the table is bringing back the electric chair.
Okay. Please understand that when I ask this, I'm asking it with all sincerity.
Sure.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be cruel and unusual.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with a bullet to the head?
If you're trying to execute somebody, I don't know legally what would be wrong other than the fact that it was just a method that was outlawed. I think there's so many possibilities that it may not kill the person instantly or fast enough. We've got laws against cruel and unusual punishment.
No, I understand that.
So I think there's a lot of things that could go wrong with a bullet to the head.
It's also the most efficient and most effective, and I understand things can go wrong, but things have gone wrong with every other method of death penalty as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even with this nitrogen hypoxia, they said the person was writhing for like 6 minutes. Now,
right.
Now, one of the doctors who was involved said that person wasn't feeling any of it. There was a body's natural reaction and not, like, he was already out and gone.
There's a lot of theories that say first you go unconscious and then you essentially go brain dead with nitrogen hypoxia, and then the body does what the body does and starts to shut down. So that would explain some of the writhing. I don't have a huge medical background, and frankly, nobody's come back from nitrogen hypoxia to explain to us the process.
Right.
So we just have to go with what the experts are telling us at this point.
You've read HB6?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've got the digest up in front of me right now, not the full-on law. But it provides that every sentence of death executed in the state prior to September 15, 1991 shall be electrocution. Let me move on. That's present law. Proposed law.
Stricken.
Proposed law amends the present law to provide that at the discretion of the Secretary of DPS&C, Department of Public Safety and Corrections, every sentence of death shall be by one of the following methods.
Mm-hmm.
Intravenous injection of a substance or substances in a lethal quantity into the body, nitrogen hypoxia or electrocution causing to pass through the body of the person convicted a current of electricity of sufficient intensity to cause death. And the application and continuance of such a current through the body of the person convicted until that person is dead. So basically they hit the switch and they don't turn it off until it's done.
Correct.
All right. There's no way this goes from start to finish without a ton of amendments.
Oh, there will be a lot.
What are the first few that you think you see along the way?
The first thing, well, honestly, I'm not sure. I think the first thing that's coming is there's a lot of groups like the ACLU and whatnot that are going to rally against the use of the nitrogen hypoxia for the very reason that we were talking about. Nobody knows whether that's cruel or not, mm-hmm. because nobody has experienced it and actually been able to see the results or discuss the results. It is true that the gentleman in Alabama that was executed did writhe for a while, but now whether that was the body writhing or the brain was still active, I mean, we don't know.
Right, because they don't reverse course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's impossible to know if that is, in fact, cruel and unusual or not. So now I realize a lot of people are going to argue, who cares if it's cruel and unusual or not, but the fact of the matter remains is, you know, we have a right against cruel and unusual punishment guaranteeing the Constitution.
Yeah. How much of this is going to play into it? I can't imagine a scenario where this doesn't play into it. The nitrogen hypoxia was a 22-minute execution.
Mm-hmm.
That feels long.
It really does feel very long.
Yeah.
And nobody really, again, nobody really knows because they pull a curtain in Alabama.
Right.
They have the curtain open to start the process, and then once the process is rolling, they draw the curtain so nobody knows what actually happened other than the folks in the room.
And this is not for legal questions, just as a side commentary. I find it amazing that candidates ran for governor, for attorney general, for every legislative post out there.
Mm-hmm.
Death penalty wasn't on anybody's radar. This popped up in Alabama, and our legislature wants to chase something shiny.
They pounced on it.
I have no take on the death penalty one way or the other. I understand both sides of the argument. I'm a pragmatist, so I believe the death penalty cases, I don't believe it. It's factual. They cost us more.
Sure.
And with that in mind, I'm like, are they going to be a harm to society at all ever? Or do you just want to put them down? That's where the question comes down for me. And this whole discussion, this bill by, I believe it's Representative Muscarello,
mm-hmm.
This bill feels like a distraction from an overall agenda that I elected representatives to go do for me. And I want to know how many people out there think that same way. Because I tell you what, we got to pause right here. He's Richard Sprinkle in for Legally Served. We'll break. We'll come back after Your Money Now. You got me thirsty for another cup of wine. 652, Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Mornings with Brian Haldane rolling right along. Legally Served, normally with Franz Borchardt, but we got Richard Sprinkle in today. Franz, I believe, hitting the early, catching his ash early.
Yep.
Yeah. We got a couple of different topics we're covering this morning. I want to get to this case in Texas as well, but I have a feeling we're going to run out of time as we've got Louisiana looking to add to the mix when it comes to the death penalty with nitrogen hypoxia. This is put forth by, and I'm scrolling through here looking for his...
Muscarello, wasn't it?
Muscarello, Nicholas Muscarello. He's out of Hammond. His district is a big old chunk of Tangipahoa Parish.
I've run across him in the courthouse a time or two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Normally, Richard, when you see laws like this put forth, they get it's like a flash fire. Mm-hmm. It gets a lot of heat really, really fast, and then it dissipates really, really fast as well. It's chasing headlines, and I mean, if I want something ripped from the headlines, I'll watch Law & Order SVU. Sure.
This one, though, because of the subject matter of it, I don't think it's going to be a quick flash fire. I think this one's going to marinate for a while.
I think you're right. Yeah. But here's the problem, though. You're dealing with life and death here.
Right, right.
Which means they have to dot their I's and cross their T's.
Absolutely.
That does not bode well for a special session, which is essentially the two-minute drill of the legislature.
Correct.
So do you want it done fast or do you want it done right?
It's the old adage. It's going to be one or the other.
All right. We got two other topics to cover. So let's close the book on that, since it is going to be around for a couple weeks as the legislative, the special session starts next week. Before we move on to our next topic about this this Texas man, I got to ask you about Blue Cross Blue Shield. I know it's breaking as we speak. I know we don't know details from Blue Cross's end yet. No way there aren't dozens of lawsuits here.
There's going to be something coming out of this. Now my experience really isn't into that area of litigation. However, I've done some litigation surrounding nonprofits. I can tell you it's murky water. In Louisiana, nonprofit law very closely follows corporate organizational law. But it doesn't, because you're talking about a nonprofit organization with members versus stock owners and shareholders and things like that. So organizationally, the rules are similar, but in practical application, they're a little different. This is going to be messy, and it's going to keep a lot of lawyers employed for a while.
Yeah, but there were a number of shareholders or policyholders who were going to profit off of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning they're waking
profit's
up.
Profit's a loose
I understand that. But whoever had their hand in that $3 billion trust fund's hurting right now.
They're not happy.
They're waking up to say, what's the difference between this deal and a light bulb? You can unscrew a light bulb?
Yes, you can.
So how is this going to stack up to they were damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Sure.
Blue Cross was at this point.
Yeah.
When you're this deep into it and you've got this many people hollering against it, there was no way out of this.
Well, you had seemingly an equal amount of people hollering on both sides.
Yeah.
So if you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, well, damn, why bother?
This is going to be another one where it's going to take weeks, if not months, to sift through all of it before we know from a legal perspective.
Sure.
Before we know.
Sure.
All right, last thing before we get you out of here, and again, thank you for coming back in this morning. A Texas man who drugged his wife's drinks in an attempt to induce an abortion was sentenced to 180 days in jail and 10 years on probation. 39-year-old Mason Herring, a Houston attorney, pleaded guilty last Wednesday, to injury to a child and assault of a pregnant person.
Pause. A Houston attorney?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He must have missed that class.
He had initially been charged with felony assault to induce abortion. He pleaded guilty to a child, injury to a child and assault of a pregnant person,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to felony assault to induce abortion. How about attempted murder? You're drugging your wife's drinks to kill your unborn baby.
Right.
Regardless of your stance on abortion. I'm a pro-life guy.
Sure.
I can put that aside to say, forget about the baby for just a second. You are drugging your wife's drinks here.
Uh-huh.
You are an attorney, not a medical professional in any stretch of the imagination. So basically, you are medicating your wife without her knowledge with the intent to end a life.
Right.
How does he get 180 days?
Well, I don't know how he only got 180 days out of this. I really, truly don't. Because that's almost misdemeanor level. Well, that is misdemeanor level penalty. But I know why. I think I know why he wouldn't have gotten charged with murder or attempted murder in this case, is because, frankly, it's a harder bar to prove. Mm-hmm. So a much easier bar to prove would be the battery that he's got. Not an expert in Texas law, but I can tell you in Louisiana he would have gotten an aggravated battery charge for sure, because, you know, it's not just a battery. You used something else. In this case, it was a noxious substance that's designed to make somebody ill or bring about a change in the body. So he would have easily gotten an aggravated battery charge here. And that's felony level. I can assure you he's going to be former Houston attorney pretty soon, because I imagine their bar is going to kick him out.
Well, I would have to imagine
everything
so.
Else, but, the 180 days, I'm with you. I'm not sure if that feels equitable.
No, and when you look at the time frame with which this happened and the deliberateness with which it happened, Catherine Herring told authorities her husband in March of 2022 began lecturing her on hydration and offering water. She said she became severely ill after drinking from the first cup that appeared cloudy, which her husband explained was perhaps the rest of the cup or water pipes being dirty. Turns out he was mixing in something called, I believe I'm pronouncing this right, misoprostol, in a medicine used to induce abortion.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a one and done, though.
No.
This was repeated.
He's doing it in small doses.
Yeah.
Which is a tactic a lot of people use when they're trying to poison somebody.
Well, yeah.
Give it a gradual buildup. But notice how it all started with some gaslighting, right?
Like, right.
Oh, you need to be hydrating more. You need to be hydrating more. Here's some water. It's kind of like the lady we had here that was slowly poisoning her husband down in Orleans Parish, I think.
I remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, didn't she get more than 180 days?
She did.
Yeah.
All right. There might be a difference there.
He's Richard Sprinkle. I appreciate you filling in, man.
Right. Appreciate it.
We got new.